This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
As you're writing this book, what is the most difficult aspect to the topics you covered? And where do you think most people struggle? I've got a good guess, but I'm really interested in your answer.
All of these components, the strategy, the leadership, the culture, the dynamics within leadership, it's easy to say and hard to do. Strategic planning to begin with means that you've got to do more than just talk about it. One of the things that, let's say someone gets through the process of mission, vision, values, that's not that difficult, but then marketing plan, financial plan, organizational design. Let's say you get through that part. Well, how capable is your organization? Are you actually capable of achieving the plan? So that's where the SWOT analysis comes in. And this is where it fails, because nobody wants to know their baby's ugly. And so it's a very unpleasant process to be honest about your own weaknesses. And honestly, Dave, that's one of the things that I valued so much in you when we first started working together, 15 years ago, is that you complimented me so perfectly in your ability to be articulate and inspiring. So I love learning from you about that.
I enjoyed learning about that, because it's that balance of personalities, talents, perspectives that I think worked so well and still works well in our friendship and how we collaborate.
Exactly. But part of that is the ability to be self-aware about your organization. Being honest about your own capability is really, really essential for this to all come together and make sense. And here's a note about planning. Nobody has a crystal ball. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I hear people in mortgage lending say this frequently. Well, I don't know what my volume is going to be, so why plan? If I can't plan, you know, it's attributed to Winston Churchill that failing to plan is a plan to fail. So what if you're wrong? We know you're going to be wrong. Nobody's going to be perfect in their forecast, but it's going to be your best estimate. It's going to be a way to anticipate the outcomes and anticipate the changes, so you're able then to adapt and adjust and be ultimately successful. The other challenge people face is they don't consider the emotional effect of change. Even if you just move the desk around, if you move where the coffee pot is, if you change how someone does something, or this is a huge one and people underestimate it, change the computer system. Go from one LOS to another, boom, it is so underestimated. The process to get people to accept the change is most enhanced by participation. When you let people participate in what's happening in the decision process and the next steps forward, they are much more likely to accept the change and help move forward into the future successfully.
It's been good to have you here, folks. A special thank you to our sponsors, as well as to all the regulars that are on the podcast. Thank you so much. Have a great week. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.